Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
You know, sometimes when you work from home, you do get a glitch every now and then, and we had a glitch. That's okay. We've overcome, hopefully, for the remainder of the day and the remainder of our time here, but here in the home office, the home studio, if you will. I am Bill Michaels, Radio Joe Zanzola, also Evan Heffelfinger manning everything back in our game day studios, and we appreciate their persistence as well. If you want to get a hold of us, all you got to do is hit us up, 855-830-8648. That's on the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag Admirals50 talk line. You can find me over on Twitter. Find us there at Bill_Michaels. Interesting debate going on Twitter and Facebook right now, I have to admit. And this was not mine originally, but somebody had sent me, and I got to go through the list, but the best, quote, coach, fictional coach. And it's been one of the funniest things to watch over the last hour. When you got the Remember the Titans, Herman Boone, and Mr. Miyagi from Karate Kid, Gordon Bombay from the Mighty Ducks, Michael Jordan out of Space Jam, Coach Klein out of Waterboy, Chubbs Peterson from Happy Gilmore, Jackie Moon from Semi-Pro, Eric Taylor from Friday Night Lights, then Patches O'Houlihan from Dodgeball, and Morris Buttermaker. Remember him? That was just on the other night, from the Bad News Bears. Patches O'Houlihan cracked me up. I got to admit, the movie Dodgeball, it was kind of a stupid movie, but it made me laugh. So, and to this day, my buddy Dave, just almost like Tourette's, when we would go out, when I'd go back to Cincinnati and see my kids and my family, we'd all get a night where we all go out together and just out of nowhere, you're sitting there talking, you know, hey, how's this team doing? How you guys doing over here? How's business? And all of a sudden, you'll just get, oh, you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. And then he orders another beer. I don't know why, but to this day, he shouts it out. So anyway, that's over there on Twitter and over on the Facebook fan page as well. You can chime in there. But get a hold of us. You can take us everywhere on the radio.com app also. Go to radio.com. And don't forget our flagship station out of Milwaukee, 105.7 FM, The Fan. You can just ask Alexa to play The Fan out of Milwaukee on the radio.com app, and boom, pulls it right up right there for you. So good stuff there. Want to get back to the Packers off season. Okay. Now this was something we brought up the other day, and we were talking about CBS, who had talked about the top five off seasons. And obviously Tampa Bay's had a good one, but they're not in the top five. The Chargers have been good. The Arizona Cardinals have been good, just to name a couple. So they have had really good off seasons. The Packers have had an off season. Now, this was before the Funchess signing, okay? I don't know if Funchess adds a lot to your thoughts when it comes to the off season. Certainly Aaron Rodgers seemed to be excited when he did the A.J. Hawk podcast, saying, at least talking about Funchess, saying when you've got Fun and Chess in the same name and playing football with you, you're going to have a good time. So, and I get it. But I don't know if that's going to translate into wins or more yards or more touchdowns and a more prolific offense. I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be the manic, anger-scoring offense that we've seen in the past where they can just put it up almost at will. I don't think we're going to see that. But certainly, you're going to see, at least another veteran that's out there that's capable of being on the same page with Aaron Rodgers much quicker than, say, an incoming rookie, even though he has mad ball skills and may be highly thought of in the draft. It's still tough for rookies just to all of a sudden enter the NFL and just be that. So those are few and far between. So 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. You want to chime in, go ahead and do so. Want to hear from you. So what would you grade the Green Bay Packers offseason, this free agency portion of the offseason as so far? If you had to look at the Packers, would you say the Packers are better? Or they're worse? They're the same? And if you're going to say they're better, is it an A and a B? Or are they the same and it's a C? Or do you think they're maybe a little bit worse with the absence of Brian Bulaga and Blake Martinez and Geronimo Allison, out of here as well? And you start to look at some of the talent that's left and you say, well, maybe they're not nearly as good as what I thought they were coming out of the season. Then you go down to a D or an F. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. What would you say about the Green Bay Packers in the offseason thus far? Give us a shout. We want to get your thoughts. Pick your brain on this a little bit. Hey, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over there at Bud Light. Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. And as I mentioned a little bit earlier, I don't know how quickly we're going to be out and about yet again and enjoying Wednesday Night Live. But, man, I certainly hope that it's sooner rather than later. But just some of the salvos that have been fired over the bow of the ship that is the United States, when Toronto says we're going to be basically locked down until the end of June, no public events at all. We're already starting to get a little bit of stir crazy going on here right now in our home area. I don't know how we're going to be in another 3 months. So you're talking a lot of days between now and then. So that's going to be self-distancing. That is going to be a lot of things that have outdoor activities that is going to keep you that are going to keep you away from people. Riding bikes, motorcycling, maybe a little bit of jogging, walking, maybe around your block, but not near anyone, walking the dog, hanging out with the family a little bit, who knows. But anyway, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Want to get your thoughts. Kyle says I'd have to give them an incomplete. Kyle, come on, man. You have all these different choices, and you're just going to fire off an incomplete? All right, that's your opinion. Incomplete. They have basically swapped out old parts for new parts, but not better parts. I don't know what this team is going to be. I want to see who they get in the draft. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. RJ says, I give him a B- so far. This one is from David, also saying an incomplete. This one here is from Jack. Jack writes in the Wendy's email inbox, and he says, by the way, Joe is saying that sporting events are not included in Toronto's ban. So they're banning public events, but sports are not going to be included. So are they going to play sports without fans? Joe, do you know? Does it say? So I know that they've banned public events. Some of their festivals have been banned, but it does not include sports. But I would assume that that means they're going to have sporting events, just they're not going to have fans at those sporting events.
It says players are open to playing at neutral sites or in front of empty stadiums. That possibility exists. The opportunity to play in neutral sites is something both sides are willing to discuss, according to Major League Baseball Players Association Director Tony Clark.
So they, but they cannot have fans there. That's what they're saying. Okay, so they can play, but they cannot play in front of fans, which, again, think about this. Okay, going back to that specific statement, and I'm going to get back into the Packers grades. But in other words, look, maybe the Brewers could play at Miller Park. They just can't play in front of fans. The Bucks could play at the Fiserv Forum. They just can't play in front of fans. I think most fans are okay with that. We miss baseball. We miss tailgating. We miss the congregation of people enjoying a game, the sights, the sounds, the smells. It doesn't mean you can't replicate that, do your best to replicate that in some way in your abode. You know, like here at my house, I know as soon as I get baseball back, man, I'm grilling out. I've got beers. I'm ready to go. It's not the same when you hunker down to watch reruns of The Big Bang Theory, or you're going to sit down and watch, you know, somebody beheaded in Ozark, you know, or you're going to watch The Tiger King, which Joe, by the way, did you see Mike Clemens' post last night about The Tiger King?
Yeah,
and
he
Mike
loved
Mike loved it. He is not a binge watcher. We got to get Mike on. He is not a binge watcher. He is not one of these television show, reality show. I mean, not one of those guys. Mike is usually buried somewhere in his house watching old film and old footage and breaking down things and getting ready for Packer season or off season or draft season or whatever it happens to be, and then watching a game or two. And he's not that guy. He actually gave it a rave review. You know, if Mike were a movie critic, that would have been a 4.5 star. I don't think Mike's ever given 5 stars out, but that would have been a 4.5 star review. I was pretty impressed. I saw that pop up on Facebook. I was fine for that. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Boyd says, I'll grade this offseason for the Packers next year if they've saved enough to re-sign Kenny Clark and Jones. I feel like I'm leaving somebody else out. C, they yet to add another difference maker. This one's from Jim, who says, meh. Need to hit a home run in the draft. Feel like it's a 10-6 team right now. What else do we got? By the way, Wisco says, if you're going to go with a fictional coach, you got to go with Mr. Miyagi, hands down. This is from The Blob. The Blob says, I give them a B so far. They can really make it an A if they pick up a good wide receiver and a good right tackle in the draft. I want to continue on with this. If you're going to grade the Packers offseason so far and what Brian Gutekunst has done, give us a shout. You can hit us up on Facebook, hit us up on Twitter, find us in many of those different areas. Also, they've got a good banter going on right now between the fictional coaches that were put into a bracket category, I guess. You can even chime in on that. Hang in there. A lot more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Michael's show is on the air. Hey, my friends over at Van Horn Automotive, letting you know that they are open. There's an essential business to making sure that your vehicle is running good, and obviously you have the means to be able to get around. In these trying times right now, look, there's a lot of things that you've been meaning to do. Maybe service your vehicle is one of them, and you've been putting it off and putting it off. Work didn't let you. Your schedule's been so busy. Now maybe you have a little bit of extra time. So you can go online. Go to VanHornAuto.com. That's VanHornAuto.com. You can see all the specials, the coupons, everything Van Horn Auto has to offer, and over 3,500 new and used vehicles. Now you can use Van Horn Direct. You can buy a vehicle right online. You can go through a virtual demonstration. You can talk to an agent, a sales rep there. You can go through that whole process, and they will deliver it to you basically contact-free, short of handing you the keys, and get it all taken care of. And it's just kind of, you know, the new norm right now, something we're all going to have to live through and go through. But Van Horn Auto, they've been adapting to all of this, and one of the forerunners in all of this. So if you're looking for a new vehicle of any type, import, domestic, any make, model, whatever it is you're looking for, they probably got it over at Van Horn. Check it out. Go to VanHornAuto.com. That is VanHornAuto.com. Locations all over the state of Wisconsin and in Iowa as well. They're just good people. Again, go to VanHornAuto.com. That's VanHornAuto.com. The grade that you would give the Green Bay Packers right here, right now. This one's from Mark. Mark says, I give them a B at best. The loss of Brian Bulaga is just almost too much to overcome, I think. I think Ricky Wagner is good, and I'm rooting for the hometown guy, but I don't know if he's going to make that big of a difference. This is from Chrissy. Chrissy says, as long as they find more weapons for Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers will have a great season. I see 11-5. Rob says, hey, guys, love listening to the program. By the way, it's Patches O'Houlihan, hands down. And he says, I would give Gutekunst a C-plus right now. Need a couple of big playmakers for this team, defensively and offensively, for them to go far. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. How would you grade the Packers' offseason thus far? How would you grade Brian Gutekunst, what he's done to bolster the Green Bay Packers? Hey, coming up after the bottom of the hour, by the way, we're going to talk some baseball. Our buddy Jerry Augustine, the former Brewers pitcher, Fox Sports Wisconsin analyst, we're going to talk with him about what he's got going on right now during this pandemic and this self-quarantining, if you will, and also what he's hearing in regards to Major League Baseball possibly coming back and playing without fans. We'll get his thoughts on all of that as well. So we'll get into that discussion. This one is from Jack. Jack says, hey, guys, hands down, it's a B at best. I think that the addition of Funchess gives Aaron Rodgers another veteran weapon, but I don't think he's a great weapon. I don't think he's a difference maker just yet. I think that he is going to be a guy that's going to offset whatever rookie comes into this situation. Let's not count out Alan Lazard. Just keeping him, I think, was a good idea. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Luke in Eau Claire, listening to us on 105.1. Luke, how you doing today, buddy? What's going on?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Doing well, pal. What's happening?
All right, three things, and I'll make it quick. First and foremost, the greatest fictional coach of all time is Lou Brown from Major League.
There you go.
When Charlie Donovan calls him up and says, how'd you like to manage the Cleveland Indians? And he says, let me put you on hold. I got a guy on the other line for a couple white walls. That's the greatest line of all time. number two, I would grade C-plus for the old pack. I think Funchess is underrated. Name a quarterback that has been very accurate. Let's say top five that has ever thrown to him, and don't say Cam Newton because he's a running quarterback, and then all of a sudden he started to get the crap kicked out of him, and he's not good. I think Funchess could be really good, 25 years old, big wide receiver, go up and get it. And then this is what I want your opinion on. Have you been paying attention to this ESPN March Madness, greatest basketball college player of all time?
Yeah, I've been watching a little bit of it. I know that they've talked about Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Michael Jordan. We started to go through that list. Yeah, I've been paying attention. I mean, I saw Christian Laettner on there as well. Yeah.
Well, the winner was Michael Jordan. And for all you people that voted, that is a joke. The Final Four should have been Christian Laettner, Ralf Sampson, Lou Alcindor, and Bill Walton. Yes, Michael Jordan is the greatest of all time, but was not a very good college basketball player. He had one good year. But, hey, man. I just want to say thanks. I got your back. Keep listening to you. Great show.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks, pal. Yeah, there was a lot of people that voted in that, and I saw that, and I agree. Michael Jordan had a very, very good last season, obviously. But when you talk about overall dominance, Christian Laettner was fantastic. Bill Walton was unbelievable. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar winning championships with John Wooden, hands down. You know, I mean, it's just the dominance for the era in which they played, you know, was just phenomenal. So, I mean, it's tough to judge a lot of the one-and-dones in today's game when you talk about the best college basketball player when it comes to the best tournament championship-winning college basketball player. But, man, you know, the battle of Larry Bird and Magic Johnson and then Christian Laettner and what he did when he played for Duke, and obviously, you know, Lou Alcindor, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar out at UCLA and winning the titles and coming in and dominating as a freshman. And, you know, just those are undeniable. Bill Walton and what he did, he's correct. He's right. Michael Jordan, don't get me wrong, Michael Jordan is a tremendous was probably one of the greatest basketball players and morphed into it in our lifetime. There's no doubt. But he shined more as a pro than he did as a collegiate athlete. Let's go to let's go to Todd on the north side. Todd, welcome to the program, The Bill Michael Show. What's going on, man?
Hey, how you doing, Bill? First time calling.
Good, buddy.
So my thing is, with Green Bay, I will give them a C+, but I have not heard you speak about the defensive front. I think we need more of a defense than offense. Do you agree? Or
no, I completely agree. I've said before that I think that this team needs more beef around Kenny Clark. You need more of a rotation around Kenny Clark. I agree with, especially in the sense that if what Blake Martinez said is right, where they just basically said, Pettine said, hey, let the Smith brothers do their thing. You get behind Kenny and clean up the mess. You need another beefy guy next to Kenny that's really going to get the job done in the trenches to keep offensive linemen off of your middle linebacker. They may not value the middle linebacker position the way a lot of us do, but I still think Green Bay needs to be able to have enough beef up front, one, to help out the secondary, but two, it makes your middle linebacker that much better. So I would completely agree with you. I mean, right now, Tyler Lancaster is a workaholic. There's no doubt. Dean Lowry's pretty good, but I would love to see them. Either Montrevious Adams has to really, really, really pick it up, or they got to find themselves some additional beef. I know last year Kingsley Keke was a guy they picked up in the fifth round, and they want to make sure that he develops as well. But, God, I would love to see them pick up another big defensive nose tackle or a big defensive end or a big defensive lineman in the draft that's going to give Kenny Clark some additional beef around him. You're absolutely right. Appreciate the phone call. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. When we come back, good talk some baseball, some Brewers baseball. Jerry Augustine, Augie's going to join us. Former Brewers pitcher, Fox Sports Wisconsin analyst. We'll get his thoughts. That is coming up next on The Bill Michael Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Glad to have you. The Bill Michaels Show. We continue on. A reminder that the Traeger Grill is the official grill of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. You can pick them up at Wauwatosa Ace, Germantown Ace, South Milwaukee Ace Hardware, and Harry's Ace Hardware in Franklin. And I'm firing it up today. Going to fire it up today. You know what? Today, though, I'm going to do some chicken breasts. That's it. Nothing big today. No big tenderloins or steaks or anything like that. Just simple. Simple, healthy, good flavor, but healthy. So I'm going to fire up the Traeger grill today. Looking forward to that. Going to do it a little bit later on this afternoon. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to do it. Going to talk a little Brewers baseball now. Our buddy Jerry Augustine, former Brewers pitcher, Fox Sports Wisconsin analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. You can hit him up at jaugie46, jaugie46. On Twitter. Jerry, how you been, buddy?
Doing well. You're cooking chicken. I'm putting the hot dogs on. Make it really
There you cool. go. You know, I throw the hot dogs on for the dogs. The dogs eat the
there
hot dogs.
Go.
So I always make a couple of them for the guys. So I'm treating them too. So what have you been up to? What are you doing during this pandemic?
Well, first of all, I'm working with the Augustine Agency, of course, and doing some insurance work with my son. And that's been okay. But I've actually been in Arizona. When this all hit, I was in Arizona, and my son, who is a doctor in New York, called me right away and said, Dad, stay right where you are. Do not go anywhere. So I've actually stayed in Arizona, been able to work remotely, and just trying to do my best, like every other American is trying to do, and get past this pandemic and move on to just restoring regular life.
So I guess my question is, what do you think right now? The Major League Baseball Players Association, the owners, they're talking about playing games without fans. I mean, at least getting things going and I guess giving America something to look at. And baseball has always been something that's been interwoven into the fabric of our society. So what would it be like to be doing games without fans?
Well, you know, it'll be different. There's no question about it. But, you know, it just goes that we have to figure out what happens between now and April 30th and what the process is going to be. But it's going to take some time for these players to get ready. You know, you just don't turn it off for a month or a month and a half and then be able to turn it on again. There's going to be a period of time where they're going to have a spring training, whether it's here in Arizona or Milwaukee, wherever it may be, and they're going to have to play some games. And I think when you talk about the start of the season, I think they're going to be able to look at it, maybe play some games without fans in the stands that are just between teams and see how they go and televise them and see how that does work out to get some kind of a idea of how it would proceed if you go into the season. But I think the Major League Baseball is going through a number of different venues and different ways they can go about it to bring baseball back and do something different. You know, you go through this pandemic, this is something we have never seen before. So I'm sure that all sports are looking at ways in which once this is lifted, whatever they can do to get it back to as natural living as we can, they're going to try doing some things. And it might be a little bit different for a while, but we'll see how it goes.
I am all in favor of just getting back to games. I know that some, you know, people say, well, you know, is it going to be really good baseball? But, you know, I know there's an energy to fans. I know when fans get up and stand and cheer and home runs and moonshots and stuff. But, Jerry, you also know what it's like when it's just you and the guys in the dugout, you know? I mean, there's still an energy there. There's still guys rooting and pulling for one another, and there's still a competitiveness there. I don't think we're going to see a diminished brand of baseball, right?
No, I think everybody wants to go out. And, you know, we've got a lot of things going on. You talk about we still had 2 weeks of spring training ago. There were a lot of really tough decisions coming up, not only for Brewers from all major league teams, but, you know, we have to put in perspective, too. Base sport is for the fans, and it would be different. And when you talk about Milwaukee, we don't have any better fans in all of baseball than we have in Milwaukee, and they would certainly be missed because I'll tell you what, you go into Miller Park each and every day, and you see the fans there. They're very energetic. They really back the Brewers, and it's a big part of why this organization has done so well. But I think when it comes down to the game itself and being able to get players ready and go out and perform, I think they're going to go out and play hard. I think that's they're all out there. They still want to win. They still want to go out and enjoy the sport. But it's going to get really interesting now. Hopefully, by the end of April, we'll have a better idea exactly what's going to happen, and they'll make their adjustments. I heard a lot of things from starting the season, even in Arizona, with some games where they can you can do things here where you're close proximity of teams and starting a schedule. You hear so many different things going on. But it's going to be really interesting. But I think Major League Baseball in all sports are going to try to do something that's best for the fans and that we get on to a regular life and they can start enjoying sports again.
When you start getting into baseball in the shortened season, there's been talk about playing the postseason at neutral sites or in domes and things like that. I know that baseball is going to try to squeeze as many games in as they can. And in today's, you know what it was like to play with double headers. I mean, you know, I guess my question is how much baseball do you think baseball is going to actually be able to squeeze into all of this?
It's going to be really interesting. You know, we got to let's date ourselves back to 1981 when we had the strike shortened year. We were all 51 days or 52 days via strike, and we had the split season. That's where the Brewers were able to win the second half. We won it the last game. I still remember Raleigh Fingers throwing a pitch at Ted Simmons, striking out Lou Whitaker, and jumping in Raleigh's lap. That was special. I mean, it was a different way of bringing baseball, but yet there was a lot of energy with that. So I think when you talk about the game of baseball, I think what they're going to do is they're going to find a way to bring as much good baseball to our fans as they can, and yet be able to achieve the fun and the enjoyment of going to postseason. And I think that's a big part of baseball. It's a big part of sports. And it's what every player that goes out and every team that plays wants to do is get to that postseason. And so I think it's going to get really interesting. I think we will sit here and talk about all the different ways, but it's going to – Major League Baseball will come up something that's good for everybody, including the fans.
Talking with Jerry Augustine from Fox Sports Wisconsin, the analyst, former Brewers pitcher himself. What does this do, speaking of pitching, what does this do to pitchers if they're going to have this abbreviated spring training, so to speak, when they start to get back to playing? I mean, how difficult is it going to be that you started to really ramp it up, and then you shut it down, and now you got to ramp it up again?
Well, it's going to take some time. I think, all the players are doing the best they can to stay in shape and get their throwing in and get their swinging the bat and do all the things you have to do. But it's different than actually playing games. You can go into throw a bullpen session. It's not the same. You can throw batting practice and be live hitting. It's not the same in cages. It's getting out there and really getting in the game situation, let the heart pump a little bit and get into that. And you need that. So I really believe that they're going to have some kind of a spring training wherever it may be. They're going to allow these guys to go out and get one or two outings. And you know what you do? They may expand rosters a little bit where, you know, pitchers start off, they pitch the three innings or four innings or whatever it is. Expanding the rosters might be a big part of it. So you don't know what baseball is going to do, but they're going to do whatever they can to bring back the game and bring back as much normalcy to the life that we're living right now through this pandemic as they can. And I think they're going to make it enjoyable. I mean, the players are going to be ready. They're good. They're focused. They all want to play. They're all doing their due diligence now. And I think it's just going to be a matter of time of how long you go through a spring training session. And then let's see what happens, what they do with the season.
Yeah, I don't know how much pitching is going to suffer. I know they're going to expand the rosters a little bit. It'll make some of the decisions that maybe the Brewers had maybe a little bit easier, because you're probably going to bring a couple extra pitchers north with you, you would figure, right?
Yeah, I would think so. And, you know, this is a, you know, you take a guy like Eric Lauer who had some arm problems, and you think about some of the guys that they had that were looking. Ray Blatt has had a little bit of problem with some issues. So this allows these guys to heal. But I would think that pitching-wise, they'll expand the roster, even player-wise, expand that roster a little bit. So you have enough players that when you start the season, you can do things, you can make sure that you have enough players that you don't have to worry about injuries and things like that, because those things do happen. But I still think there's got to be some type of a spring training, whether or how long, we don't know, but something to get things started. And it's going to be interesting how they do start it. And, you know, like you hear so many different rumors now, where are they going to play and what's the postseason going to be? I think they're going to be very creative. I think it's going to be fun for baseball. And I think it's going to be something that we as a nation is going to need to get back to normalcy and just be able to go out and enjoy the sport.
Yeah, I know that you've got Wimbledon being canceled. You've got the NBA trying to figure things out. Major League Baseball trying to figure things out, Augie. I certainly hope we have baseball sooner rather than later, but it's just such a weird world in which we live, and everybody's kind of living in limbo right now. And here's the other question. If they do bring baseball back and they're going to do, say, broadcasts and such and social distancing and such, are we getting broadcasters in the booth and are we getting newspaper writers and reporters and such in the – you know what I mean? I mean, there's a lot of logistics to figure out of all of this before it all actually happens, you know?
Yeah, I think there's going to be a set of rules for everything, no matter what we do. You know, we see everybody, all the sports writers, and you guys are down at the stadium every day getting interviews. This is all going to change, I think, at least to the start for this season until we get this pandemic away from us and move on. But I think it's going to change in a bit. But, you know, you still do the things that you have to do. Our lives are changing no matter what. Well, what's going on in our lifetime, we are going to change, and I think athletics and sports and that will change with it. And it won't be the same. It'll be different. They'll go about it a different way. But I think that the main thing is now is what can they do to get back to any kind of normalcy they can. Let's get rid of this pandemic. Let's everybody do the things that we have to do with the social distances and washing hands and everything we have to do. Let's fight and get back to it. And then let sport go out and decide how they want to go about it. I'm sure baseball will do their thing. I'm sure, you know, the televised games and the reporting, all that's going to change. But I think they'll find a way and a approach to go about it that'll be good for everybody.
Here's a question. I got two more for you. Here's one question. You and I, when we were out in spring training, there was a lot of talk about the teams that were there, about the Reds, about the Cubs, and obviously about the Brewers. And then there's over in Florida, there's Pittsburgh and St. Louis. And I don't want to say the argument, but the thought process was that, you know what, the Brewers and the Cubs may be the two teams to beat. Cincinnati, can they make up, say, 10 games to 12 games and get over the 90-win plateau and actually win the division? I mean, is that possible? And is St. Louis ready to fall off the table with the age? Did you get the sense that really more and more people were focusing on just the Brewers and the Cubs as the possible leaders, as the most likely leaders in the National League Central?
I think Cincinnati has really improved themselves. I think this division is just going to get stronger. I don't think you can ever count out the St. Louis Cardinals. They have a good offensive ball club. They have some very good young pitching. And I think what you look at in this division, if anybody, maybe Pittsburgh's rebuilding maybe just a little bit, but I think this is going to be a very, very tough division. Everybody looks at the Cubs and see what they have, the Brewers, what they've done in the last couple of years have been very good, and they're going to have a really good ball club this year. But I think you got to look out for Cincinnati and the ball club, ballpark that they played in. I tell you, that's a great offensive ballpark, and they've improved their pitching staff. And the Cardinals, you never count out the Cardinals. They always find a way to be in the middle of it. So I think this is still a great division. I think down here we're seeing these teams play each other the amount of times that we had in spring training. And I think this is going to be a great season for baseball, not just all in the NL Central, but in all divisions. Everybody's got an opportunity to get better. There's some good players out there. There's a lot of decisions to be made. But the NL Central is going to be fun to watch, just like it is every year.
Real quick before I let you go, I know Fox Sports is going to be airing some of the classic games. Going back to old Brewers games, we're probably going to see you out there. Are you excited about seeing yourself play all over again?
It's fun anytime. You bring back a lot of great memories. I think the one thing, you see those things. I've been able to stay in touch with a couple guys. I got to talk to Jimmy Slayton the other day, Moose Haas and Charlie Moore, and talking to those guys and just seeing how they're doing through this pandemic. And it's really interesting that you sit and talk, and then you see these things on TV, and it brings back a lot of memories of a team that you played on, that you had the opportunity to perform with, and had some great years, and really honored about that opportunity that I was born and raised in Wisconsin and got to play there my career. And that's the most important thing, is the enjoyment I got and the teammates and the friends that I made.
Always good to chat, Augie. You stay safe. Hopefully we got baseball back soon and you guys are back on the air. We certainly appreciate you joining us, okay?
Yeah, you stay healthy. Everybody out there, let's stay strong now. This is a good time. Everybody just hunker down, stay strong, and let's bring back sports. Let's get back to as much of a regular life as we can. Take care, unit.
Absolutely. You too, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Jerry Augustine joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, they are not only hiring right now, they are trying to get more and more people to help us out, because thank God we have the truck drivers across this great country that are still delivering products, still delivering goods, still delivering food, still delivering the things that we need on a daily basis to get through our life at home and through the pandemic. So thanks to everybody at Schneider, and they are hiring. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over there at Quick Trip. I told you today I was over at Quick Trip, as a matter of fact. Stopped in, said hi to the good people there, and appreciate all their due diligence when I accidentally sneezed. And thanks to them for being so quick and patient and understanding. But Quick Trip right now, if you want to get the essentials for your family in just a few minutes, milk, eggs, bread, butter, produce, meat, a whole lot more. If getting in and out of a retail environment quickly is important to you right now, they have got you covered. That is Quick Trip, standing strong with communities that they serve. That's our friends at Quick Trip. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Program, the Bill Michaels Show. We are on the air. We are glad you are on board today. Thanks as always. Don't forget, keep supporting local. Keep supporting the local businesses. They are doing a lot of good stuff out there and trying to stay afloat during these tough times. So please don't forget to continue to support our friends locally. Joe Zenzola back in our station, our game day studios, along with Evan Heffelfinger. Joe, you and I, much to the chagrin of many, advanced in the Fandemonium contest, did we not?
We did.
There you go.
And some people are not happy about it.
That's okay. The people that didn't want us to win, they're not happy. That's a very loud minority, I guess, is the best way to put it.
Now, some people think the tournament was rigged.
Yeah, no, it's not. When we got Mo is in our back office, Mo's the one that tabulated everything, right?
Yeah, and it's not rigged. It's the results are the results. I mean, I don't know what to tell people. I mean,
Yeah, well, that's the people that want to cry and whine and bitch and moan, and there's always some conspiracy theory, and, you know, it just it is what it is. You know, I mean, I'm rather elated for all the people that voted, and I, you know what, and I said this yesterday. I said, look, if I win it or you win it, that means the show wins the whole damn thing, and I'm happy with that. So we're going to throw a party. If it all works out and it all happens and we're throwing a party, I don't care. So I started taking names yesterday. I'm up to about 50 or 60 people that actually screenshotted and gave us names and said, hey, if you guys win, try to include me into the victory party. So I'm going to all throughout this, and you can go back now and vote for the second round of the Fandemonium contest, and we encourage you to do so. Go to 105.7 FM The Fan. And it's gone from 64 down to 32. But go there and vote and keep sending your screenshots because I'm going to keeping tabs. I mean, I've got Russell Swain and Kyle and Nancy and Josh and Colleen and Jeff and our buddy Ditka and Adam. I can go through the whole list. I've got everybody written down. I've been doing this now since the very beginning. I go through this once a day, and I start to scroll through, and I get all the people that have screenshotted. And then I make sure that it's in there, it's tabulated, it's good to go. I'm going to then randomly, we're going to put all the names in a hat, and we're going to draw out 100 people, and we're going to invite you to a big old victory party. We win this whole thing, we're going to have a big old victory party.
You know what, though, Bill? You can have your victory party if you win. If I somehow win, I don't plan on throwing a party or anything.
I'll throw a party for you. I don't care.
That's fine, but I'm not.
That's a show win, man.
Sure.
There you go.
But look, all I said at the beginning was, if I can just get out of the first round, I'll be happy. I'm going up against Gilbert Brown. I got a funny feeling a lot of people are going to vote for the former Packer, and they probably should. He's the gravedigger. He's probably going to be putting me in my grave.
Yeah,
so
but
you got to swallow your pride. It's okay.
If you beat Gilbert Brown, man, come on. That's a feather in the cap. I'd vote for you just for the feather in the cap right there. There you go. Stay tuned. We got a whole lot more of the Bill Michaels Show. Go to 1057FMTheFan.com. Vote. Screenshot it when you do. Send it to me. And if we win the whole thing, you're going to be invited to our victory party. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.